This is Coach Sierra Ofoa of UAA Women's Basketball Team, and you are listening to the Alaska Airlines Center podcast.
Welcome to another episode of the Alaska Airlines Center podcast with John and Kate.
And
a special guest today.
Another special guest.
We always have special guests.
Everybody's special on the podcast.
That's true. That is true. Today we have Sierra Ofoa,
assistant coach for women's basketball at UAA. Welcome.
Hi, welcome. Hey, our down the hall neighbor.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're excited to have you on. So, Sierra, let's do your cool little intro. You just started coaching this year after playing for 4 years.
Last year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Second year.
Yep, second year. Yes.
Second year coaching. And how does it feel? How are you having fun? Is everything good? How's the season?
It's great. I mean, coaching has been a lot of fun. It's a lot nicer to be on this side of it and not having to do the running or the, you know, being yelled at. I get to do some of the yelling, so that's kind of fun. But
being on the other side.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Do you find days when you miss it at all, want to still be out there, or are you?
Oh, for sure. Especially during like big games, I want to be the one on the court. And so it's a little bit harder to sit on the bench and, you know, I have to stay seated. Yeah. So yeah, especially when it's getting intense, I really do miss it.
Did you want to play last weekend?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a nail biter.
Yeah.
I was watching that game on Saturday and I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. But I'm glad you guys pulled out with the win.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was good.
Can't complain about that.
Yes. Okay. So before we jump into a real super cool interview, we like to do random questions or staff picks. So we do everything from Netflix binges to favorite road trip snacks and favorite Thanksgiving side dishes. Thanks, Logan, for that. And today we're going to do, what is your guilty pleasure? Go.
TV shows or things,
yeah,
like that.
TV,
let's be specific here.
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, you could do a guilty pleasure snack that you don't like to admit to anybody.
Oh. True. Like, yeah. Okay.
That's fair. Peanut butter and honey, like straight out of the jar with a spoon.
And she likes Cheeto dusted ice cream.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's got that like salty sweet kind of thing going on.
That's fair. I'll give it to you.
Yeah. I'll bring you some one day.
All right.
Can you imagine? She's like, oh, hey, down the hall. Here's some vanilla ice cream and some, put the Cheetos on it though.
I'll probably give it to one of my girls, but that's okay.
Wow. Wah, wah, wah.
That's crickets.
That's you.
I didn't know which one it was.
Okay. So yeah, guilty pleasure TV show.
Okay. We'll go with that. I really hate admitting this and my friends give me such a hard time for it, but Glee would probably be my guilty pleasure. Like, I've seen it all the way through more than once.
More than once? Wow.
Thank you, Netflix, but yep.
Yeah.
Everybody go roast Sierra right
now.
That's
fine. I'll take it.
Well, in all fairness, we just found out this morning something about Kate that I think we should also put on blast here, since we're criticizing or critiquing. You also admitted that you were a fan of...
I'm a fan of The Bachelor.
Oh,
I know, it's really terrible, but it's so good. It's just, it's like the worst kind of drama that's so scripted and so fake, but you just can't look away. You're like, oh man, what's gonna happen next week? They're going to Costa Rica and they're fighting. Oh, he doesn't love me. Why? You've known him for 2 minutes, that's why. Like, duh. Anyway, see, you're laughing because it's true. And that's why you watch it, because it's that's just me. OK,
we still love you. It's OK.
Yeah. Yeah.
OK, so
back to basketball. Wildly successful UAA women's basketball team, one of the top teams in the country, and has been now for 5, 6, 7 years. I mean, long time, really. It's a long history.
Yeah.
Nationally ranked. Always up there in the rankings, currently nationally ranked. Mm-hmm. So another successful season this year. Congratulations so far again this year. I know.
Thank you.
It's a great program and fun team to watch. And
yeah. But one of the things that we definitely want to bring up is, and why we wanted to bring you on the podcast, especially this week, so we could start prepping for the next home game, is going to be February 11th, big rivalry game against Fairbanks. But this game, you guys are going to be honoring Coach Patrick Flanagan. Mm-hmm. And For anybody who doesn't know, Coach Pat was a volunteer assistant coach for 5 seasons, including when you played, right?
Yep.
And he passed away last December from cancer. So tell us why this game is going to be the one that you guys are honoring him.
Well, Coach Pat just had such an impact, not only on UAA women's basketball, but basketball as a whole in Alaska. And so I think it's the perfect game because it's the rivalry of the Alaskan teams. Mm-hmm. So I know this is an important game for him. And I just remember watching videos of him in, I think he was in Barrow. Like,
no way.
Yeah. The way he had an afro. Like, it was
no
awesome.
Way. Did yeah. he really?
Yeah. He was doing basketball camps in Barrow. And
nice.
So I think this is a perfect game to honor him. Just a humble guy, always thinking of others. I actually didn't know very much about him as a basketball player because he never really talked about it. He was always worried about someone else. So, we're excited for it.
Yeah,
great guy and a lot of history, too. Like you said, he played for the semi-pro team that was up here, the Northern Knights in Alaska when they first came up here and were successful with that. I actually grew up with his son, JP, and he lived right down the street. So I was over at his house quite a bit and knew him since about junior high, high school age, and great guy.
Yeah.
Really great guy. And like Sierra said, very humble, down to earth. And you wouldn't know some of the accolades that he had accomplished, because he certainly put other people first, but really, really good guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really devastating to see that news. I know a lot of people were kind of doing stuff with families and it was holiday time, but, even when I was back home in LA, the news popped up on my feed and I was like, oh, it's crushing. And I've only been here for a year, so I didn't know too much about him, didn't really have a lot of interaction. But I do know that he had a lot of impact here at UAA and with the women's basketball team. So super devastating. But I'm glad that, this game is going to be to honor him. And for anybody who is listening, you can get tickets ahead of time at the AlaskaAirlinesCenter.com and just go to tickets. It's going to be February 11th at 7 p.m. versus Fairbanks. You can also hop into the box office. We are open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So get your tickets. This is going to be a really, really good game.
And if you haven't yet checked out the women's basketball team, an exciting team to watch. Yeah. If you haven't been to a game, come to this game. Mm-hmm. Please come to this game. It's going to be a great game, a special night. But I think you'll be hooked and you'll want to come back a few more home games. So a couple more games left in the season. And hopefully, fingers crossed, in line to end up in the top of the West region and get the hosting the NCAAs back up here.
Yeah, that would be super nice.
And that
what are
was
you guys prepping for?
Huh?
What are you guys prepping for to make that happen?
We just have to take care of our business, and I think a few more things have to happen in the West region, but we just have to focus on ourselves, really.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, an exciting time when we hosted the NCAAs here before. I mean, it was pretty raucous and a fun event, and hopefully we can get it back and get that going again this year.
Mm-hmm. Anyone who is also listening, we're recording this on Thursday. What's today? The 7th?
6th.
6th? 7th?
6th.
Today is the 6th.
Yes.
And you guys are doing a back-to-back road trip kind of game. So today they're playing Northwest Nazarene, and then next is going to be Central Washington. So we're hoping for some wins. Or is there anything that you guys are like looking out for back here? Is there anything that you guys did to prep for back-to-back road games?
I think that we were talking to the girls a lot about how far we've come because we played NNU and Central a month ago, but I was telling them like we've played 6 games. We had our come to Jesus meeting, but we had a 2.5 hour team meeting.
Wow.
Yeah, it was extremely long, but it was necessary. Uh-huh. And we've just been through some stuff, so kind of building off of those games because we won both of them, but they were both really close. And so just building off of it and showing them that we aren't the same team we were a month ago.
Yeah, kind of just living in the moment and continuing to work forward.
Yep.
That's good.
And that's tough being one of the top teams too. You're always going to have a mark on your back. I mean, all the teams are gunning for you. They know how strong your team is. So, if there's any nights where you're not on your A game, somebody has a chance to make it close and feel like they have a chance at it. So it's got to be tough always being, a higher seed and one of the top teams where everybody's gunning for you.
Yep. You always get everyone's best game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's good. And Central Washington, the game after today, they're one of the, or they're right up there with you guys, huh?
Yeah.
So that's going to be the bigger road game out of these two.
Yeah, this is a big weekend.
Yeah. It'll be a good one.
When do they come back?
Sunday morning.
Sunday morning. And then right back into practice.
Yep.
No rest for the weary.
That's right.
They work hard, those ladies.
They do.
They really do.
We demand a lot from them.
Hey, but it pays off because that's where you guys are ranked. You guys are ranked pretty high. It's good. Good stuff.
Thanks.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, is there anything else that you want to throw in and let us know about what's going on with women's basketball? Any fun facts?
Oh, fun facts.
Yeah.
That's a hard one.
I think one of the things too, as an outsider spectator kind of watching, is the family feel that you guys convey. I mean, you're all studying together, you're practicing together, you're laughing, having a good old time. So there really is that family feel to the team. And it seems like everybody clicks, and that's got to be important when you're recruiting players as well, that they fit in and they mesh in well. And at least from my side, it doesn't seem like there's egos or personalities that get in the way. And it seems like everybody is in it together. Maybe that's the case, maybe it's not, but that's got to be kind of a tough fit for the coaches to try and make that work. But you guys seem to do it quite well.
Yeah, no, our team, we just have a great group of girls. Like, they are all very loving. And I think it's good that we can joke with each other. We kind of work on building that relationship outside of practices. And we try to do that a lot of in the preseason. So we'll do like team building exercises. We did a scavenger hunt, and we actually drafted, me, Coach Foe, and Coach McCarthy drafted our teams. So we took turns picking. My team lost by a lot, but it's because they were late back by 15 minutes.
No.
But they FaceTimed me, and they couldn't find we were downtown, and they couldn't find their car. They couldn't find it in the parking garage.
Oh, no.
Oh my
they were
God.
In the wrong parking garage. So Rachel, yep, I chose the freshman. That was on me. Yep. So yep, she got lost downtown. But I think just those little like team building opportunities really help us in the long run, because and we like include ourselves as coaches so we can build those relationships as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of coaching, get a coach alongside your sister.
Yes.
So that's got to be fun, I'm assuming, right?
Oh, yeah. You know? I think it is fun for the most part. I think she gets sick of me because we also live together.
Oh.
But around 2:00 every day, Coach McCarthy calls it our silly time, because me and her just start cracking jokes and we're not getting any work done for about 20 minutes. So,
silly time.
Yeah, I enjoy
that's
it.
That's why we hear all the laughing around 2:00 down the hallway. Yeah, that's
how it makes sense.
Yeah.
I was texting her yesterday. I was like, I don't have anyone to talk to in the office right now. I'm going crazy.
Oh, my God. It can get like, I don't know, I feel like with UAA women's basketball being gone and men's basketball being gone, the hallway is pretty quiet right now.
Yeah.
It's a little weird. And it feels like summer or winter break all over again.
Yeah, you come in and most of the lights are off. And
yeah.
Yep.
Is anybody here?
It's
hello.
Sad.
Yes. But yeah. It is good that you guys have that unique culture and that unique team bonding, because even during the games, I've seen like sometimes you guys and the girls that are, you know, not on the court, they're louder than the cheerleaders. No offense to them. But really, I mean, I'll hear you guys like D-Hup and all that other fun kind of stuff. And it's really good to see that there is a real good team
camaraderie.
Yes.
That word.
That one. See, I know the meaning, but it's like when you're saying Worcestershire sauce.
That one sauce. Yeah. We know.
W sauce. That sounds weird. But, you know, again, to that point, like really, it is. Anyway. No, but it is good to see. I think that you guys have a good presence both on the court and off.
Yeah.
So right on.
Thank you.
So of course the next big home game.
Yes.
February 11th, Tuesday night here against Fairbanks. Mm-hmm. Come out to that game, support the team, not only this team, but also a special night honoring Coach Flanagan as well. So next home game, don't miss that out. Tickets on sale now, AlaskaAirlinesCenter.com or here at the box office. Mm-hmm. And a few more home games coming up, including senior night, 22nd of February, I believe it is. Big night. Doubleheader.
Do you guys have this year?
Two. We have Sophia Yassin and Yasmin Gu.
Oh, so, okay.
Two starters for us.
That's okay.
We'll miss them.
We will.
But yeah, but a good solid team and a lot of players coming in right behind them. So shouldn't be any problem jumping right back into the success that the team's had year after year.
Yeah, not at all. Yeah. Well, yeah. Thank you for coming onto our podcast. And again, everybody, give Sierra some flack for Glee. And don't forget to buy your tickets for February 11th. And we will see you at the Alaska Airlines Center.
Once again, thank you, Sierra, for joining us today on the Alaska Airlines Center podcast with John and Kate.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
If you've enjoyed this episode and want more exclusive behind-the-scenes interviews and takes, listen to the Alaska Airlines Center podcast with John and Kate.
Follow us on all of our social media at AK Air Center on Twitter. Oh, and AK Air Center on Instagram.
Of course, can't forget Instagram.
Good old IG. Send us your DMs.
Until next time, you've been listening to the Alaska Airlines Center podcast with John and Kate.